So hello everyone. One of the stories that broke while I was away was this Afghan data scandal, where it was revealed that the Ministry of Defence, the British Ministry of Defence, leaked something like 24,000 names of Afghans who had fought alongside the British in Afghanistan against the Taliban to the Taliban. And as a result of this data breach, the servile, treacherous, disgusting, downright treasonous Tory government, led by Boris Johnson, Priti Patel, absolute snakes, the lot of them, Robert Jendrick, notably, Ben Wallace, who's actually come out and defended this, okay? He's actually had the temerity to come out and defend this, okay? Doubling and tripling down. All of them basically offered or agreed that because this data breach put these Afghans' lives in danger from the Taliban, they have to be relocated here in good old Blighty. 24,000 Afghans relocated here in Britain. Tory government. Just when you couldn't hate them more, shit like this comes out. The level of their betrayal never ends. It's like you go down the rabbit hole and there's no bloody bottom to it. You know, I was talking about Rupert Lowe taking over the Tory party, the dead, rotting husk of the Tory party, possibly in alliance with Jendrick. Do you think anybody's going to accept a snivelling toad like Jendrick next to Lowe now? He's going to have to come out on his hands and knees and bloody beg the British public to forgive him for the level of betrayal. And what's disgusting me even more is that these same Tories, Tobias Elwood, bloody 77th Brigade, I'll have to edit that. I said something there that I had to edit out. Sorry. I'll put a censorship beep on that because I can't. Anyway, all of these horrible types of people, right? All of these people have come out and they have they basically said, oh, yeah, it's a duty. These men fought alongside us. Therefore, we have to take them. We already betrayed 40 million people, said Tobias Elwood. You betrayed 40 million Afghans. Who cares about the bloody Afghans? What about the people of this country, you... Tell you what. It's unreal. To quote Richard Tice, I'm steaming mad. Absolutely steaming mad about this story. Beggars belief. What's the even logic of it? The MOD messes up. There's a data breach. Therefore, somehow, 24,000 Afghans have to come over here and open another barber shops. That's another thing, by the way. I am convinced that if a single journalist actually dug into the barbershop issue, they'd find out that the Tory government was behind that as well. That is a centralised government resettlement scheme where they get people from the Middle East, whether it's Afghanistan or Syria, they stick them into barber school for a week or two, give them a shop in an obscure village somewhere and say, go on Abdul, or whatever, Ali, whatever his name is, go on, cut people's hair there, we'll resettle you. You'll become part of the British community. I'm convinced. I have no evidence other than putting two and two together. Would it surprise you? Because absolutely nothing would surprise me when it comes to these people now. That Tory government. kind of a shocking aspect of this story is that it was Labour. Actually, so why has this come out? Why was the injunction lifted? It was the Labour Defence Minister, the Defence Secretary, John Healey, who said, I want an investigation into this back in January. There was an investigation done in it, done on what had happened. The data breach was discovered. And the data breach then was put into a report. Some judge lifted the injunction, because that was another major part of this story, that the Tories, snivelling, horrible, treacherous so-and-sos that they are, okay, put an injunction on it so that nobody could report on it, nobody was allowed to mention it to the public. That injunction has been lifted under Labour, okay? So even, I mean, it comes to something when a Labour government led by someone as horrible as Keir Starmer is somehow more patriotic than you, is somehow less traitorous than you. John Healey, in fairness to him, broke this story. He basically told the House of Commons what had happened. And that story was then picked up by the Times and the Telegraph because the injunction was lifted and they were able to report on it. So, and another thing that happened is that Keir Starmer, once this had happened, immediately shut down the resettlement program. He immediately shut it down. So, yes, a certain amount of Afghans have come here, but no more. After, I think it was like 3,000 of the 24,000 have already come over and they brought family and things like that, which is another scandal in and of itself. But Starmer has actually shut it down. And this is what I don't get about this Labour government, right? If this was Blair, he'd be hammering on these points. He'd be saying, we exposed this, we've shut this down, this was yet another massive turd laid for us by the Tories. That information that I've just given you, which is out there, you have to go into, like, it's not in the headlines, it's not anywhere, you have to go on, like, The Guardian, sixth paragraph down, to find out, oh, actually, Starmer shut this down. Actually, it was John Healey who revealed all of this information. So Labour's messaging is appalling, because that yet again, they have allowed the right-wing press, and they've allowed Daily Mail and Telegraph and so on, to control the narrative on this, so that the benefits that should be accruing to Labour are not going to Labour. Maybe Labour, being left-wing, fear their own base. Maybe they're like, oh, well, we don't want to seem like Enoch Powell or whatever. But really, they should be making hay with this. They should be hammering the Tories, and they should be saying, look, we exposed it and we shut it down. Blair would do that. This Starmer government is useless at messaging. They're useless at basically explaining to the public what they're doing and what they've done. So it's turned into yet another kind of like custard in the face moment for Starmer as well. Because he is not getting any of the... He is being seen, Labour are being seen now, as complicit in this. Okay. Because Rachel Reeves approved some amount of money for it in her initial budget, okay? I'm just beside myself with this. Morgoth, who's a good buddy of mine, wrote a fantastic piece on this where he likened the Tories to a Komodo dragon, right? Where if you realise the extent of kind of like sinister evil that this dragon does. It doesn't just like bite you, it kind of poisons you slowly over time, and it's kind of parasitic and really kind of really insidious. Fantastic essay. Go and read that if you haven't. I'm just having my two pennies worth, just kind of blowing off a bit of steam coming back from holiday, because frankly, it's one of those stories that just mind-boggling. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency, promo code Scorcher, and I'll see you next time. It's the Academic Agency summer sale. Use the promo code Scorcher. 25% off all courses. Scorcher. Get it now. Scorcher. 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 Promo code Scorcher. Scorcher. Scorcher.
Buy it now.
If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.